Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed in Maseches Shabbos, the 92nd daf in Shas. We pick up three lines from the bottom of Chav Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf has some important ideas. It's a sweet daf with a lot of agadita, beautiful agadita. After all the work in Tumah and Tahara that we've been doing in the last couple of weeks, Ravina Ravashi send us easy, beautiful Gemara. Says the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom, someone who extinguishes a candle due to the fact that he's afraid, because of idol worshippers, listening robbers, ruach rab, potter. He's scared of mazikim. On behalf of a chole, the halacha is that he is potter. Rashi tells us that the Gemara is going to explain the reason why the Isser of extinguishing Mechabe, one would only be over if it's not being done for these purposes. However, we will introduce this Mishnah a little bit more than Rashi does. On the Tzadi Dalid in our Masechta, we are introduced to the concept of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. If you take a look at Rashi there, on Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi describes the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether a Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv or not. The definition of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa, what is it? Is a Malacha that is the exact, has the exact Tzuras HaMalacha. It has the exact form of the Malacha as it was done in the Mishkan. However, the result of the of that malacha is not desired by the individual that is doing it. Take, for example, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah speaks about kibui aner. When an individual extinguishes a candle, as described in our Mishnah, he's doing it for some reason which he has deemed that it is disadvantageous for him to have a candle. For example, he's putting it out because he doesn't want to be seen by robbers. He's putting it out because he doesn't want to be seen by mazikim. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that the only time that you are chayiv on a malacha on Shabbos is if you do it for the result that it was used for in the Mishkan. For example, our case, when it came to kibui, they would extinguish fire only to create charcoal. And therefore, if a person is not doing the malacha hatzricha legufa, he's not doing a malacha for the way it was needed in the Mishkan, hatzricha legufa, legufa malacha shasum Mishkan, Rabbi Shimon says that you're going to be potter. And that's exactly what we see in the next part of our Mishnah. Kichosal aner, kichosal Hashem, kichosal apsila. If he's putting it out because he wants the actual candle, he wants to hold on to the oil, he wants the wick, chayiv, then in such a case, he's going to be chayiv. It could very well be that this qualifies as a malacha hatzricha legufa, because at the end of the day, he's doing the extinguishing because to create a positive result. Even though Rabbi Yossi agrees with this opinion, that holds Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is going to be Chayiv, and if he wants a positive result, then he's going to be Chayiv. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi Potter Bechulan, he says that you're exempt for the Ner, for if he's doing it for the Ner, or for the oil. Chutz min apsila, only if he does it for the wick. Mipnei Shu Osa Pechem, because in such a case, he is making a charcoal. And then, he's going to be Chayiv. The Gemara will explain why Rabbi Yossi does not hold your Chayiv for making the shemen and the ner. The Gemara immediately analyzes our Mishnah as being dependent on the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, whether Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv or not. Midiktani Seifu Chayiv, the fact that the Seifu says you're Chayiv, Shmamino Rabbi Yehuda, we see that you're following Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the only time you're Chayiv on a Malacha of the 39 Malachas is if it's a malacha tzricha legufa, as we described earlier. Reisha b'mayaskinan. They're more than analyzes, so what's the Reisha talking about? Ibechol sheish bo sakana mutter mi boile. If we were talking about that the an individual was in danger. And when the Mishnah says, HaMechaber Saraner Mepnei HaChola Sheyoshan, it shouldn't say Potter. It should say that it's Mutter. We know that there's a Chiyuv to do Malacha for an individual who's in danger. And if we're talking about an individual that's not in Sakana, Chayiv Chatas Miboyle, he should be Chayiv Echatas. What's this exemption altogether for Chola Sheyishan? Answers the Gemara, La'olam b'chol sheyesh bo sakana. Really, we're talking about a chola that his life is in jeopardy. Ubedin he delisni mutter. And really, it should have said mutter. I did boy the misni seifa chayiv. However, because the seifa needs to say chayiv, tananami resha potter. That's why the resha uses the word potter. The Gemara now records that Rabbi Oshia, who of course was the author of many brises, had a slightly different version than our Mishnah. Rabbi Oshia had actually learned that you're not, that for a chola it is aser, however one is potter. That was talking about chola shein bo sakana. For Rabbi Shimon, he, and it's following Rabbi Shimon who holds malacha shein etzricha legufa is potter avalaser, that if he's not doing it to get a positive result, extinguishing, to create a charcoal, but rather just because he doesn't want it to be dark, in such a case, then the halacha is, it's aser mid rabbanan, and not going to be aser min ha-Torah. I'd just like to point out that we've explained the Gemara and Mishnah according to the position of Rashi on Sadi Gimel Amid Beis. Tosvos over there explains that malacha shein tzricha legufa means a malacha whose result is not the same result that they got in the Mishkan. In other words, when they extinguished, the result was for charcoal, and if he's not getting that result, and that's not his interest, so then in such a case, he's not going to be chayiv, even if he's creating something positive. According to Rashi, it all depends on whether you're removing a negative or creating a positive. According to Tosfos, anything that is done for a result that was not in the Mishkan is by definition a malacha shein tzricha legufa. The Gemara continues 8 lines in to Lamed Amud Aleph. Shol she'ela zu le'ila me Rabbi Nachman. A she'ela was asked. May Rabbi Tanchin d'minoi, to Rabbi Tanchin, who was of Noi, ma'u lichbos, what's the halacha to extinguish butzina denara, a burning fire? Here it means just a candle. Mikmei baisha, in front of a sick person, b'shabbos, on Shabbos. Before he answered this shaila, Rabbi Tanchin taught an agadata. Pasach va'amar, he opened up and began to say, Ant Shlomo, you Shlomo, Rabbi Tanchum is about to discuss a pasuk that is said by Shlomo HaMelech, and he asks about the pasuk as if he's talking directly to Shlomo. The Ben Yoyada gives a beautiful pshat that he spoke as if Shlomo HaMelech was there because of Maimer Chazal, Yerushalmi, that says, La'olam yira adam kila bal shmua omed l'negdo, that when a person quotes someone, he should view himself as if the Baal Meimer is standing in front of him. This Yerushalmi is actually found in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in Shabbos. This actually relates very much to what Rav Soloveitchik described, his feeling when he learns Torah and he teaches Torah, that the Rambam comes and the other Gedolim Mesorah sit around the table with him. So he may believe that Shlomo HaMelech was there with him. And he spoke strongly. Ein chachmascha, ein sochlo sanusach. Where did your chachma go? Where did your depth go? Lo dayecha, it's not enough shedvarecha sosim divrei David avicha, that they contradict the words of David your father. Ela shedvarecha sosim zeze, your words contradict each other as well. David avicha amar, your father David said, lo amesi mi'aluka, that the people who are dead don't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'at amrit, and you said in Koheles Dalid, V'shabeach ani es ha-meisim, I praise the dead. Shekvar meisim, that they're already dead. Sounds like it's advantageous to be dead. But David HaMelech said that dead people don't have the advantage of saying Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, you yourself contradicted your words. V'chazarta v'amarta, you saying koelis tes, ki la kelev chayu toiv min arye yameis, that a dog that is alive is better than a lion that is dead. In other words, it's better to be alive than to be dead, which is consistent with what your father had said, but what you had said in Perek Dal v'shabeach ani yaseh meisim. Loi kash, answers the Gemara. Hadikamer David loi meisim yaluka. Hachi Ka'amar says, Rabbi Tanchum, this is what it means. Lo'ilim yasak adam b'tayru mitzvahs kodim shiyamuz, a person should involve himself with Torah mitzvahs before they die. Shekivin shemeis batal min ha'tayru min ha'mitzvahs. The moment that they die, they don't have the opportunity for Torah mitzvahs. Ve'ein v'kadosh baruch hu shabeyach bo'i. And no longer does HaKadosh Baruch Hu find shevach inside of him the moment that he is a corpse that is dead. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan had taught. My Yisiv, the pasuk in Tehillim Peches, Bameisim Chavshi, that the dead are free. What does that mean? Kivan Shemeis Adam Nasi Chavshi Min HaTayru Min HaMitzvahs. When he becomes dead, he becomes free of Torah Mitzvahs. No longer does he have the opportunity to do Torah Mitzvahs. Udikamar Shlomo V'Shabeach Ani Es HaMeisim Shekvar Meisim. That's referring to something else. Shekish Achatu Yisrael Bamidbar Amma Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Bnei Yisrael sinned, Moshe stood up in front of God. V'Amma Kama Tefilas Tachanun Lefanav Lo Nena. He davened, and he wasn't honored with the response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. G'sha Amar Zichar L'Avram L'Yitzel Yisrael Avadecha Miyad Nena. He was immediately answered. V'lo Yafe Amar Shlomo V'Shabeach Ani Yisrael Meisum Shekvar Meisu. And is it not beautiful what Shlomo HaMelech had said? He's making reference to when he says V'Shabeach Ani Yisrael Meisum, making reference to how we could tap in to the koach of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael for his chuyos, for Klal Yisrael. This idea that is described by Rabbi Tanchum, Shekivan Shemeis Batul Min HaTorah Min HaMitzvahs, is brought out, of course, with a famous story at the time that the Gro was on his deathbed. His Talmidim saw him crying, and they asked him, Rebbe, are you afraid? And the Gro said, no, that's not why I'm crying. I am crying because only here in this world, for a few zlotas, I am able to buy Torah and Mitzvahs. For a few seconds, I could read Torah, and for every word, get a mitzvah. And in Olam Haba, even though it is full of reward, and there is a light that is waiting for Talmidei Chachamim and those who are Osek B'Torah U'Mitzvos, nevertheless, that opportunity to acquire more Torah, more mitzvos, ends after 120. Davar Acher, another pshat, Minhago Shalolim, the way the world works, Sar Basar V'Dam, if you have an officer who is made of flesh. Goes Xera when he decrees. Decree Safik Mikhaim himself Osa, Safik Ein Mikhaim Osa. You're not sure if his decree is going to be fulfilled. Vim Tim Tzalom Er Mikhaim Osa, B'chayim Mikhaim Osa, Moso Ein Mikhaim Osa. And even if his decree lasts, it only lasts in his lifetime, it doesn't last forever. Vim Lemosh Rabbeinu Gozer Gam Xera Zetikin Kamata Konos V'kayom Oseim Lo Eilam Ulo Ome Olamim. However, Moshe Rabbeinu's takanos and gzeros, they last forever. V'lo yafa amar Shlomo v'shabeach ani yaseh meisim. And is it not beautiful what Shlomo is referring to when he says v'shabeach ani yaseh meisim, I praise the meisim? That is Moshe Rabbeinu because of the eternity of the gzeros HaTorah. The example that Rashi gives of the takanos of Moshe Rabbeinu is the idea of sholin v'darshin binyano shel yom, that one is supposed to ask and expound on the inyanim of the chag, the halachos, the ideas on the Yom Tov itself. The Gemara now expounds on that pasuk v'shabeach ani es hameisim from Koheles in a different manner. Davar acher v'shabeach ani es hameisim k'drav Yehuda marav. Damar Yehuda marav. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? Asei mi ois l'toiv v'yiru sonai v'yevoshu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor, and my enemies should see me and be embarrassed. Amar Dov Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Michal Li Al Oisei Avon, forgive me for that Avera. Farshim explained that that Avera is the Avera of Bathsheba, that he took Bathsheba and sent her husband Uriah Chiti to the front lines. Of course, the Gemara later on, Masechet Shabbos, will tell us, Kol Mi She'amar David Choyte Eino Ela Toya, that needs to be understood in the context. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mecholecha, you are forgiven. Amalei Aseimi Os B'chaye, give me a sign in my life. And that's the meaning behind the pasuk, Aseimi Os L'toiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Amalei B'chayecha Ani Modia, B'chaye Shloma Bincha Ani Modia. I'm not going to inform you in your life, you're not going to see a sign in your life, but eventually there'll be a sign, and that is at the time of your son Shlomo. Shbana bar Shlomo es ha-beis ha-migdash. When Shlomo ha-melech built the beis ha-migdash, b'kesh ha-achnas aron beis kodesh ha-kadoshim. He wanted to bring the aron into the kodesh ha-kadoshim. Dovku she'orim zeh bozeh. The gates held on to each other, wouldn't let them in. Omer Shlomo. Shlomo said, Esrim v'arbor renanos. He said the 24 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two explanations in Rashi what the 24 renanos are. One explanation is if you take a look there in Melachim, in that Perek, in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, you will see the word Rananu 24 times. This is mentioned also in Meseches Brachos. Some say it is the 24 brachos that are said in the time of a Taigis, as elucidated in Tainus Tazvav Amin Aleph. Either way, the tefillos were not accepted. Pasach v'amar, then he began to say the pasuk that we say in Tilim Chav Dalid, when we put back the Sefer Torah, Susham Rashecha v'inasu pischei olam v'yavo melech hakovet. Let the doors open up and let the melech hakovet come in. Something fantastic happened afterwards. Ratu basrei lemivlei. The doors began to run after Shlomo to swallow him up. Rashi explains that they thought that Ke'ilu, they understood he meant him, that he should be brought into its doors. Amru, so that's why Shlomo, the pasuk in Tehillim, continues, Mi uzeh melech hakavod, ameluhu. So Shlomo said to them, Hashem izuz v'gibar, I'm talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazar v'yomar. But still the head didn't open, and Shlomo went back and he said, Susham Rashechem Usu Pischei Olam V'yavu Melech HaKavod Mihu Zeh Melech HaKavod Hashem Tzvos Melech HaKavod Tzel V'nlonen. It still didn't answer. Kivan Shama Hashem Elokim Al Tashem Mipnei Meshichecha. When he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't turn back the face of that you had anointed. Zachra Lechaz Dei David Avdecha. Remember the chasadim of David, your servant. Oh, miyad nene. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered and allowed the Aron to come in. Bo'os ha'shad nefcha p'nei kol sonei David k'shulei k'deira. The enemies of David became like the bottom of a pot. V'yadu kol aham v'chol Yisrael sh'machol HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'osa avon. And Klal Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven him. V'lo yaf amr Shlomo, v'shabeach ani es ha-meisim shekvar meisu. And is it not beautiful what Shlomo had said, and I praise the dead who are no longer alive? It's referring to David HaMelech, the b'schus David HaMelech. The Aron HaKodesh was entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu forgave him in the life of Shlomo HaMelech. V'ayinu d'chsiv, and that's what the pasuk means, in Melachim b'yom ha-shmini shalach ha-sam v'yivarach was ha-melech v'yechu lo aleihem. And the eighth day, Shlomo sent the people back, and they blessed the king, and they returned to their tents, smechem tovei leif, al kol atoiv asher asa Hashem l'David avdoi u'Yisrael almoi. For David, his servant, and his people. Vayechol aleihem, was it mean that they returned to their houses? Shematzun shesem b'tahara. They found that their wives were tohar. Smechem shenenu miziv ashkina. They were joyous because they derived pleasure from the Shechina. V'tova leva shenisam nishosein shekol echad ve'echad. Their wives became pregnant. V'yol de zachar al kol atoiv ashras v'yol de zachar, and they gave birth to a male. Al kol atoiv ashras Hashem David avdo Yisrael amol. L'David avdoi shemachol alo se avon Yisrael amoi. To ochiluhu avon to yom hakipurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the fact that they had eaten on Yom HaKippurim. This is the one time in history that Klal Yisrael ate on Yom HaKippur, and that was in the Chanukah Bayis HaRishon of Shlomo HaMelech. Gemara now elaborates on something else that Shlomo HaMelech had said. Udika Amar Shlomo ki lekelev chayhu tov min ha'arye ha'meis, that a live dog is better than a dead lion. That could be expounded on as explained by Rav Yehuda Amarav. Kedir Yehuda Amarav, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, may dechsiv chaydieni Hashem ki tzai umidas yamai mahi eda o machadal. David Amel says in Tilim Lamites, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me know when is my end, the measure of my days. How will I know when I will cease? Machadal ani. Amadol lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabban Shlom, hodieni Hashem ki tzai. Tell me when I'm going to pass away. Amar lo, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I don't tell it. Gzeiri hi milfanei. Shem adi in kitzo shel basa redam. We don't inform a person when his end is going to come. Umi das yomai mahi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu again says, Gzeiri milfanei shem adi in midas yom of shel adam. We don't let a person know the measure of his days. According to one Gerson Rashi, the difference between Kitzai and Midas Yomai is that the version that we have is that Kitzai is what is going to happen to him in the future, and Midas Yomai is actually how many days. On the side of the Gemara, we have quoted from the Marshal that Kitzai means the amount of years a person is going to live. Midas Yomai means what day of the year, in other words, exactly how many days within that year. Let's say he's supposed to live 70 years, and 125 days. Two different opinions of what Kitzai means and Midas Yomai. The Gemara continues, but there was an end part of the Pasuk. Eida'a machadal ani. David HaMelech asked this spelled out in Rashi, let me know which day I am going to pass away. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed him. Amar loy b'Shabbos Thomas, you're going to die on Shabbos. Almost be'echad Shabbos, he said, but let me die on Sunday. Rashi explains that he wanted that people should be able to take care of him, his body, and to be osek in his hesped. Amar lo, they responded to him, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, no. Kfar higia malchus Shlomo bincha, ve'ein malchus nogas b'chaverto. We have a rule that when one person's kingdom is up and another kingdom is supposed to begin, there is no overlap. Afilu kamale nima, even a hair's breadth. David HaMelech now asked, almost be'erev Shabbos, let me die on Erev Shabbos, a day earlier. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him, as you yourself say in Tehillim, ki tov yom b'chatzerayach me'elef b'charti, one day in the chatzer of Hashem is greater than 1,000 days anywhere else. Tov liyom echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, one day of you, Shata Yoshev, Osek Petorah, is better for me, me elef olos, Shasut Shlomo bin Chol HaKriv, Lefanai, Agamizbech, from 1,000 olos that Shlomo HaMelech is supposed to bring on the Mizbech. The Gemara continues this story of the Ptira of David HaMelech. Lamin Ovid Beis, Kol Yom D'Shabbos Hava Yosef V'Goris Kuli Yoma. All day of Shabbos, David HaMelech used to sit and learn the entire day. The day that he was supposed to die, Kam Malach HaMavis Kamei, the Malach HaMavis came, V'lo Yachalei, he wasn't able to take away his neshama. Lo Havei Pasik Pumei Girsa, because there wasn't a moment that David HaMelech didn't stop learning. Omar. The Gemara in Sota, Rashi says, on Chafalef HaMabez tells us that the Torah protects a person mimaves, and that's why the Yetzirah wasn't able to kill him. Omar, so the Malach HaMavis said, my Yovelei, what am I going to do to be able to do my shlichus to kill him? Havelei Bustan HaChorei Baisa, there was a orchard behind the house. Also Malach HaMavis, the Malach HaMavis went up in the orchard, Salat Ubachish B'Ilana, and he shook the trees. Nafik lemechse have, and David HaMelech went out to see what was going on. Havasalik bedarga, he began to go down the steps into the orchard. Ipches darga mituse, and a step broke under him. Ishtik, he was silent for a moment. Venach nafshe, and then he passed away. Shalach shloim malabei midrasha. Shlomo sees that his father has passed away. He sent to the Beis HaMedrash. Abba meis umutol bechamo, my father, our father, Melech Yisro, is no longer alive, and his body is in the sun. Uklavim shel beis aba reivim, and the dogs are hungry. Ma etza, what should I do? Sholchulei, they responded. Chasoch nevela, cut a piece of a non-kosher animal. Vahanech lefnei aklavim, and put in front of the dogs. Vavicha, and with regards to your father, hanach alav kikar otinok, placed a bread or a child on top of him, vitaltalo, and then you'll be able to move him. And it's not beautiful what Shlomo HaMelech had said, that a dog that is alive is greater than a lion that is dead. He was referring to this anecdote. Rashi explains that it is a beautiful response because from here we learned the halacha that vis-a-vis the klovim, one is allowed to be metaltal and nevela directly, but when it comes to the aryeh meis, the guf that's dead, so then in such a case, you need the heter of kikar tinok, the heter being that you're now not only being metaltal the guf, which is mukta, but you're being metaltal the kikar or the tinok. Maybe we could add al-pi drush to what Rashi is saying. V'lo yafe is the tremendous musr, and that is not just simply the halacha. The halacha reflects a musr. The halacha that Rashi is expressing is reflecting the idea that something that is alive, that has a nefesh inside of it, that has a chelek eloka inside of it, so ultimately its potential is fantastic, it's not muktza, but the moment, even if it was once the body that encased a very holy person, nevertheless, once the neshama leaves, so then in such a case, the essence of the person is lost, and that is a tremendous lesson in terms of showing kavod to every neshama, no matter how great they are, or how great they're not, as well as the way we look at the preciousness of every moment of life. Well, the inyan she'ela, in regards to the question, Rabbi Tarfon now goes all the way back to the shaila that you had originally asked. Let's remember, all this beautiful agata had only begun because Rabbi Tanchum began to elaborate on agata when he was asked a question in regards to the ner. And that is, how is it that the Mishnah seems to say that it would only be osur, not chayiv, a person lit a candle for a chola she'ein bo sakana, to which then they asked Rabbi Tanchum in general, and the Gemara gave an answer on Lamed Amin Alf, to which then they asked Rabbi Tanchum, what's the halach in regards to extinguishing a candle in front of a sick person? So says Rabbi Tanchum, ner kruya ner, v'nishmaso shel adam kruya ner. A candle is called a candle, and the neshama is also called a candle. Of course, he's referring to the pasuk, "Kiner ner Elokim nishmas Adam," or "Ner Hashem nishmas Adam." Mishlei Chaf, "Mut of tichbo ner shel basar adam." Better to put out a candle that was made by man, "Bipnei nero shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Hence, he answered that if it's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, then it's better that to be over the isser of chilul Shabbos than save the person. And this is an agadic source for the halacha that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Rashi wants to make sure in Dibar Maschel Mutav Tich Benero that you do not make the mistake and think that this is the source that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. That is learned out in Yuma Peheh Mabez from the pasuk of V'chai Bohem. However, Rashi says, since everybody came to the drasha and it needed to be something that would impact both women and Amei Aretz, so then order to drag them in, Rabbi Tanchum also spoke in these words of Drush as well. Now that we've begun speaking about Shlomo HaMelech, we begin also talking about Sefer Koheleth. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Dera. Bikshu Chacham Ligno Sefer Koheleth. Chazal wanted to put into Geniza Sefer Koheleth, Mepnei Shedvar of Soser and Zezeh, because there are contradictions in Sefer Koheleth. Why did they not put in Geniza? Because its opening are literally the words of the Gemara are the words of Torah, and the ends are the words of Torah. Rashi says, and certainly in between is Torah. Tchilas Devei Torah, the beginning starts off. Tchsev Ma'isan La'adam Mekala Malos Yamel Tachas Hashemesh. Of what value is a person's work
when he works under the sun.
Rabbi Yane explained the pasuk, "Tachas Hashemesh hu de'ein loy," under the sun, of what value it is. Kodem Hashemesh yeshlo, before the sun. In other words, which was created before the sun, Torah. That there is a value in be working on. So the Rei Torah concludes with the Rei Torah, "Siv Sof Tavar Kol Neshma Eslokim Yirav Esmitzvah Sof Shemar Kizeh Kol Adam." My Kizeh Kol Adam. What does it mean that this is all of a person? Yiras Shemaim and Mitzvos. Amar Rav Elazar Kol Adam Kula Loi Nivra El Bishvil Zeh. The entire world was only created for this Yiras Shemaim. Hence, Kizeh Kol Adam. This is the meaning of man's entire existence. Shimon ben Azai presents it as follows: Shimon ben Azai Omer v'Amel of Shimon ben Zayma Omer Lo Nivre Kol Adam Kulay Ela Letzeves Lazeh. The entire world was only created to connect to this. Tzevet is also used today in modern Hebrew, and that is to connect. Asks the Gemara, Madvar V'Soyshin says that. What do we mean that in Koheles there are things that contradict? Toiv Kas Mischok. On the one hand, the pasuk says anger is better than laughter, and then see if the pasuk also says l'tzchok amarti mehulal, that I said in regards to laughter that it's praiseworthy. On the one hand, we say that kas is even better than tzchok. On the other hand, we say that laughter is tzchok is praiseworthy. Also, uksil l'simcha mazo ose, what value is joy? So it's very unclear. There are contradictory psukim of joy and laughter, how we look at them. And it's the Gemara, loid kasha, it's not kasha. Toiv kas mischok toiv. What does that mean? Kasha koiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTzadikim Olam Hazeh. It's referring to anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exposes and punishes the tzadikim in this world. Mischok, from the laughter, shemesachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala rishayim bo'olam hazeh. In other words, better to receive the kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world in order to get the schar in olam haba. Uschok amarti muhulal. What's that referring to? Zeschok shemisachah kosh baruch hu metzadikim ba'olam haba. That's talking about olam haba. V'shav v'shipachti ani es simcha, simcha shel mitzvah. That when he says that I praise the simcha, that's talking about the joy of a mitzvah. V'simcha mazu also zo simcha she'ena shel mitzvah. That's referring to joy that's not connected to a mitzvah. L'malamdicha she'ena shechina shayra. The shechina does not rest. Loi mitoich atzvus. Not with sadness, v'lo mitach atzlus, not laziness, v'lo mitach schok, not with levity, v'lo mitach kalas rosh, also another form of levity, v'lo mitach sicha, not just stam schmoozing around, catching up on the hack, v'lo mitach darim b'teilim, and not through words that are wasted, el mitach dvar simcha shel mitzvah, but rather through the words of simcha of a mitzvah. Shneemar, as the pasuk describes, that Elisha asked for inspiration of music, of simcha, in order to be able to say nevua. As the pasuk says, "Vata chuli minagein v'haye kinagein haminagein v'ati alav yad Hashem." That's when he had the inspiration of his nevua. This qualifies as simcha shel mitzvah, Rashi explains, because it was simcha that was there for the desire for hashras shechina, and that is simcha shel dvar mitzvah. Amar Rav Yehuda v'chein l'dvar halacha. Same thing applies to halacha. So then you also have to begin with simcha. Rashi says that you need to begin with a joke. Amar Rava v'chein l'chalom tov. Rava said the same applies to a good dream. That if you go to sleep with simcha, then you will have a good dream. Asks Amar, Eini v'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Kol talmid chacham sheyosh lefnei rabbi, v'ein sfasav noitvois mar tikvena. Any Talmud that sits in front of his Rebbe and his lips don't quiver in, here it means in bitterness, but it means in fear, then he should be burnt. Shneemar, as the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Svasosav Shoshanim Notfos Mar, the lips drip myrrh, but the mar is referred to as mar over. And Chazal Darshan, Al Tikri Mor Over, that's not just simply referring to a type of myrrh, M-Y-R-H-H, Elamar Over, but rather refers to bitterness. Al Tikri Shoshanim, Ela Shoshonim, from the Lashon of learning, that when he's learning, he should have this bitterness coming out of his mouth. In other words, it's almost like a the body in a fight or flight state of pachad in front of the Rebbe. Answers the Gemara, Loi kasha b'rabbi v'ha b'talmud. If we said Talmud, you're right. But we were talking about the simcha of the Rab. V'ibay same of a rabba. Both are talking about the Rebbe. V'loi kasha, it's not a contradiction. Hamik meidila pasach. When the Rebbe has not begun, then there should be a simcha. Halabasa de pasach, but once he's begun, then it should be a sense with a sense of a ema and rabba. Ki ha de rabba mikmei de pasal rabbanon. Also, Amar Milsa the Bidichusa, Rabba said a joke, Ubatchi Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan laughed. Lasof Yosef Ba'amsa, in the end, they would then sit in fear, Upasach Bishmaitza, and he would open up the Sugya. Vaf Sifrei Mishlei, Bikshu Lignos, the Gemara continues, they also wanted to put into Geniza, Sefer Mishlei, Shehayu Dvar Sosrin Azazah. Because there were also things that contradicted in Mishlei. Why did they not put it into Geniza? Amri, they said, Sefer Koheles, Laveinin, and Vashkechin, and Taim. We looked into it. Didn't we look into Koheles? And we answered all the questions. Hachinami, Lainin. Let's also look into it. Well, my Dvar Sosim says that what were the things that they were concerned at first glance seemed to contradict it. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Al tank seal kavlaso." Don't respond to a fool based on his foolishness. Uksiv, and then the pasuk Mamre says the exact opposite. Right afterwards, "Anak seal kivalto loy kasha." Habe divrei Torah, habe mildi dalma. Depends on whether we're talking about divrei Torah. So then, the Rashi says you're supposed to answer. However, in general things, then he's not going to respond. The Gemara gives a scary example of this instance. Kihada who the asla kamei the Rebbe. There was someone who came in front of Rebbe. Amalei, he said to him, Ishtecha ishti, your wife is my wife. Ubanecha banai, and your children are my children. Amalei, ritzoncha shetishte koshel yayin. He didn't respond. A terrible allegation. He said to the individual, do you want to drink wine? Shasa upaka. The fellow drank it and died. And Rebbe didn't even respond. Ahud asla kamed Rebbe Chia. Someone came in front of Rebbe Chia, amale imcha ishti, vatabini, and said, your mother is my wife, and you are my son, he said to Rebbe Chia. Amale ritzonchish distako shel yayin, shasa upaka. The story repeated itself. He was offered wine by Rebbe Chia, and the fellow died after he drank it. Amale Rebbe Chia described the above situation. Ahanyulei tzilusa de Rebbe, the tfilos of Rebbe help, delo l'shavya b'nei mamziri, that his children should not become mamziri. The Rebbe kavi matzah, because Rebbe, when he davened, Amar yiratzim ufanecha Hashem l'kem, shetatzilenu hayoim me'azei fonim, u'me'azes ponim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from brazen people, and that mamzerim should not come out from me. We learned that in regards to Divrei Torah, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to respond to a Ksil. And the Gemara now brings out example. Divrei Torah Mahi. What's an example in Divrei Torah where he responds to a Ksil? Ki Yad Yasser Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel was sitting with Kadarish. And he was darshening, Asi the Isha Shetelet B'chol Yoin. Eventually, a woman will give birth to a child every day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Hara V'yoledes Yachtov, that the conception and the birth will happen at the same time. Liglei Galov, also Talmud. There was that Talmud that protested. And here comes the argument of Iksil. Amar ein kol tachadosh tachas ha-shemesh. He quoted the pasuk in Koheles that says that there is nothing new under the sun. Amar lei, so he responded to him. Rabbi Gamliel responded. I'll show you an example of this world. Nafik achvilei tarnigolos. He showed him a tarnigolos that conceives and lays an egg within one day. In other words, the power of it is already tachas hashemesh. Visu another example. Yes, Rav Galia v'kadarish. Rav Galia was expounding on the idea. Asidim ilano shematzim peres b'chol yom. Eventually, trees are going to give out fruits every day. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yecheskel says, v'nasa anaf v'asa fairy. Ma'anaf b'chol yom, just like there's a branch that exists every day, af peri b'chol yom. So too there will be fruits every day. Liglo l'lov also Talmud, amar v'aksivein kol chadosh tachas ha-shemesh, I, there's nothing new, and we never see a tree that produces every day. Amalei baver ech dugmasan bolam azal. Show you nothing. They went outside. Achvilei tzlaf. He showed him the caper bush, and the caper bush, as the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Vav Amalef describes, as fruits that are constantly regenerating and coming out of it all the time. It's also brought out from the Gemara in Bava Basra on Chav Chesam and Beis. Visu, another example, Yasarang Lim Kadarsh, he was darshaning, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetotzi Gluskos Ukli Milas. In the future, Eretz Yisrael will put out small bilkalach, and they will put out clothing made of wool. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, Yehi fisas bar ba'aretz, and they darsh in the word pisas from Lashon pas yad, that comes out of the hand. Yehi pesas, it will come out of the hand, that the lechem will be from, like as if it came out of the hand of a baker. And the lashon of bar is in regards to tfua, and that the tfuah will be as if it came out of the baker's hand. As well as they're darshaning the word pisas from the word ksonis pasim, and bar from the word nikia. This is all spelled out in Rashi, that it will come from, there will be something that will come out from the hand, as if it came out of the hand, with clean wool. Of course, normally, al pi derech hateva, wool has to be cleaned very strongly with much effort before it becomes clean. And the pasuk here, Rebbe Gamliel Darshan, Yi Pasas Bar Ba'aretz, that it will come out made from the ground, the food and the clothing. He said in Bavarech, I'll show you an example. Nafik took him out, Achvelei Kamin Upitrius. He showed him mushrooms that we see that it comes out of the ground ready to eat. Va'akle Melas, regards to the clothes that are ready made from wool. Navra bar kora. He showed him the kora, which is a soft branch. It starts out soft from a date tree, which could actually be wrapped around a person and be used as a garment. Obviously, this is one out of the thousands of different types of trees, but once it already exists, so the idea already exists, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build on that, and it would not be considered chodosh tachas HaShemesh. This Bezer HaShem concludes the Gemara and the Rashi on this beautiful daf in Maseches Shabbos, and we now go to the halacha section. Mitzvos Hashem, our halacha section from Daf Lamed emerges from the dramatic Gemara of the Petira of David HaMelech and the heter that the Chachamim gave to Shlomo, that he would only be able to move David HaMelech from the sun where there was a Bizayon HaMeis if a kikar or tinok, a bread or a child, was put on top of him. So that brings us to the halacha topic of the acceptable modes of moving something that is muksa and their conditions and the discussion within contemporary poskim up until our discussion with Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita on this topic. Our Gemara tells us a tremendous lesson, that a dead body is considered muksa and cannot be moved except al yedei kikar o tinok. This is found in Simin Shin Yud Aleph, and this is what's done in case chas v'chalila of a ptira on Shabbos. A kikar is placed on the nifter, and then the mifter is moved. In Simin Shin Yud Aleph Sif Hei, the Mechaber emphasizes something that's important that one should not confuse from our Gemara. And that is that this idea of placing a kikar or a tinok on top of something and automatically the davar ha-muksa will be permissible to move, it does not apply except for a mace, and it's only due to bizayon ha-mace, as the Mishnah Berurah spells out in the beginning of Simin Shin Yud Aleph in Sif Katan Beis, which is really based on the Beferish Gemara and Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. The next part of Shin Yud Aleph Aleph is very important for all of Hilchos Muktzah, and not just for the halachos of a mace. The Mechaber goes on and says, since we paskin tiltul min hatzad, moving an object from the side, let's say incidentally, is considered tiltul as well. If a kikar or tinok is not available, so then such a case, it's prohibited to move the object from the side, and that means to
pick the mace up in a bed and roll it off a bed into another bed would ostensibly be prohibited. However, and here we get to a very important halacha l'maisa discussion. If one needs that bed, it's tiltul min hatzad letzarech hamakom, says the mechaber in simin shin yud alef sif hey, im tzarech lemkom hameis mutar letaltul min hatzad. If you need the area where the mace is, then you're allowed to do tiltul min hatzad. This is based on Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The scope of the heter of Tiltul Min Hatzad is a big discussion, which will be the rest of our discussion. Two very important examples, it will reach very important examples of Halacha L'maisa. The scope of the heter of Tiltul Min Hatzad will be the focus of the rest of our Dvar Halacha. Just as one we saw that it Tiltul min hatzad, moving the dead body, is permissible if one needs the place in the bed. The Mechaber follows up with this halach in Shin Yud Aleph. Tiltul min hatzad, tzarech davar mutter mutter, hilkach, tznon, a radish, shetaman ba'aretz, that is buried in the ground. One is allowed to remove the radish even if there is no act of severing something from the ground, if there are no roots, even though you will be tangentially moving the ground along with it. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Ches Sif Katan Kuf Tes Vav applies this halacha to the everyday Shabbos table. There, the Mechaber is discussing that if there are bones on the table that are not edible, even for Michael Behema, which is sometimes what happens when there's garbage at the end of the meal that collects on the table. So there it is mukta. However, the Mishnah Berurah comments that just like the Mechaber says, Minares HaTavla, that one is allowed to shake off the table, that would be Tiltul Min Hatzad, Letzorech Dover HaMutter, that you need if you want to use the table. So too, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'u'adinim ma'avir ma'alidei Dover Acher, kigon shu megar osam ma'alidei sakum min hamapeh. If you use a knife, it'll be permissible. The mutter im mutzarach leishtamech b'makom shemunach sham hatzamas ve'aklipin. And this is quoting from the Magen Avram. The zem mikrul tiltul min hatzad v'shari im hu letzarech davar hamutter. It's acceptable to do this because it's tiltul min hatzad letzarech davar hamutter. The Chazon Ish in Simin Mem Zayin Sivkot in Yudalad disagrees strongly with the Mishnah Berurah. He says that is not considered Tiltul Min Hatzad because we view the knife that is being used by the individual as being an extension of his hand. Tiltul Min Hatzad, let's think back of the previous cases that we had in the Sugya. Tiltul Min Hatzad over there was if an individual pulled out a onion and there was dirt that was on the side that jostled due to it. It is an individual who is lifting a bed and something is rolling off, a mace is rolling off of the bed. But if he takes a stick, that's an extension of his hand itself. In my reading of the Chazon Ish, he even goes further and he connects it to a different issue. Back in Shin Yud Aleph Zayin, the Mechaber there says that Tiltul Min Haguf is going to be permissible, and that is the reason why an individual is allowed to lay down on a bed that has straw in it, even though it's inevitable that he will move it, because it's Tiltul Beguf. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Ches Sifkotin Yugimel paskins that kicking something is not considered total muksa because it's total min haguf. However, the Chazon Ish strongly disagrees, and he says, no, the heter of total begufo is an indirect tiltul. Just like the Chazon Ish claims that when it comes to tiltul min hasakin, it will only be acceptable if it's an indirect tiltul. So Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, lishitasam, disagree in two cases. Number one, is kicking a davar hamuksa considered like tiltul if it's a direct action? Let's say one has a hammer that is sitting in a place and one wants to move it. So then in such a case, according to Mishnah Berurah, one is allowed to kick it. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees because that's considered direct movement. Similarly, when it comes to Tiltul Min Hatzad, Letzarech Dover Hamutter, we learned expressly that that's acceptable when it comes to a mace? Does that apply as well when moving a mace from one bed to a next without moving it directly by shaking, lifting and shaking the bed? Does that apply as well to using a stick, to using a knife? So the Chazon Ish quotes from the Mishneh Berurah, who holds that it is, as we quoted in the Mishneh Berurah, Simin Shin Ches, Sifkot and Kuf Tes Vav. However, Chazon Ish again claims that the only type of heter that we have here, both Tiltul Begufo, as well as Tiltul Menatzad, is that it's an indirect form of movement. The moment it becomes a direct form of movement, then even though it's not with one's hand, it's still going to be Aser. If you'd like to hear more about this topic, I discussed this last year in Tavshin Ayin Beis, the year 2011-2012, in the Gros Kolel in a set of Shiurim on Muktzah. At that time, we also mentioned something exciting that I was very much bothered. The Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, which in general has done a fantastic job, aside from the fact that they don't have Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita's Psakim most of the time, quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita as saying that he knows that Lemaisa, the Chazon Ish, was Mako, and in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah they say, was Mako like the Mishneh Berurah, to move the things on a table that were muksa with a knife. I found that hard to understand, considering that the Chazon Ish feels so strongly, and he develops the idea so beautifully and so clearly in Simen Mem Zayin. I found it hard to believe that he was going back on his words. I went, Bischus, in the Yeshiva Netiv Aryeh, went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and asked him this question with the Chazon Ish and the Dirshu. He said the Dirshu quoted him correctly, that the Chazon Ish was Matir. However, he explained to me that the Chazon Ish was Matir because fundamentally it was a Graf Shel Re'i. He said the Chazon Ish was not being Chozer from his Psak. Even though a Graf Shel Re'i could be moved L'chatchila with one's hands, nevertheless, if one can move it with a knife, then that would presumably be advantageous. Reb Chaim did not make this point. Reb Chaim's words to me were that this is correct. That's what the Chazon Ish had told him. And the reason I asked, how is that reconciled with the Chazon Ish's psak? So he said that it's a graf shel rei, and therefore it would be permissible to move. Again, presumably, even though there's a lot of room to say it's a graf shel rei, l'chol apachos to do it with a sakin and not to move it absolutely directly. It's still a little bit unclear, according to our approach and the way I understood Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why the Chazon Ish altogether used a knife, because mamanavshach, either it's muktza and one cannot use a knife, and a knife is considered extension of the hand, or if it's not muktza, then what do you need a knife for altogether? And how is a knife going to help if it's permissible? And if it's prohibited, how could one use the knife? I thought that there might be a different way of reconciling the psak of the Chazon Ish with his actions, and that is there's a big difference between the case of the Mishneh Berurah that the Chazon Ish disagrees with, where a person is taking a knife and pushing bones, versus someone who's cleaning off a table on Shabbos. If you take a look, the quote is, Reb Chaim also verified that this is correct as well. It's permissible to remove the things from the table with a shmata. There, a person's cleaning off the whole table. He's not necessarily cleaning off directly the muktzah, and the svara of the Chazon Ish is if he's cleaning off directly the muktzah, so then, in such a case, it's no longer considered tiltul menatzad. The Chazon Ish, of course, agrees that there's idea of tiltul menatzad, but it has to be an incidental movement of the muktzah. There are many things that are left over on the table after the meal. There's the children's toy. There's breadcrumbs which aren't muktzah. There are bones that aren't muktzah. There's some salad that's probably not muktzah. In such a case, the fact that the bones are also coming off, if it's a shmata that he's clearing off the whole table, it could very well be that it would qualify even as an incidental tiltul hamiktzah, muktzah, which is not the way the Dirshu Mishabura presents it, and the logic of the Chazon Ish's Shita seems to be quite compelling when one analyzes the sugya. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachos of Tiltul Min Hatzad, and our halacha from the Daily Daf.